Hi there, thanks for listening. This is another Marlins Rewind. For the second straight night, it took longer than the pre-subscribed 9 innings to get the ballgame over with against Philadelphia. Monday night, it took 11, last night, 10 innings, and your Fish Family bonus code today is extra, extra. 3 combined extra innings in the last 2 nights, and 2 wins for the Marlins. To run you through the full numbers, here's the Hall of Fame broadcaster, Dave Van Horn.
Well, back here at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia to take a look at the final totals on this ball game. Another thriller for the Marlins. In 10, they've beaten the Phillies 2-1. 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, 8 left for the Marlins. For the Phillies, a run on 5 hits, no errors and 8 left. 2-1 Marlins win in 10 innings. Mike Dunn picks up the win. He's 2-1. David Hernandez, the losing pitcher, 1-3. A.J. Ramos with save number 31. 3 hours and 26 minutes to play this. 18,347 at Citizens Bank Park for the ball game, and it's game number 93 on the season for the Marlins, and they're 9 over at 51-42. They have won 7 of their last 8 games. And they're putting some pressure on both the Mets and the Washington Nationals. We can tell you the Dodgers have won. They beat the Nationals 8-4. The Mets have won. They beat the Cubs 2-1 at Wrigley. And, of course, the Marlins win here. So the Marlins pick up a game. They're 4.5 behind Washington. And there's still a game ahead of the New York Mets, who are 5.5 back of Washington. And 2 more to go in this series. They've got 3 this weekend with the Mets. You want to think about that and prepare for that right now. Friday night and Saturday night at 7:10 and Sunday afternoon at 1:10. Then the Phillies come in for 3 and the Cardinals come in for a 4-game series. A 10-game homestand with the Mets, Phils and Cardinals just around the corner for the Marlins. Again, 51-42 now. They're making a big-time move. 7 out of the last 8. For the second night in a row, an extra inning win. Christian Yelich with a home run in the 4th. In the bottom of the 4th, Tommy Joseph homered. Game remained tied at 1 until the 10th inning, when Adani Echevarria led the way with a double over the head of the center fielder, Odubel Herrera, out into right center. And then, with 2 outs after a walk to Martin Prado, Christian Yelich faced the left-hander, Daniel Stump, and singled hard out into left center, scoring Echevarria, and the Marlins win the game 2-1 with more terrific work by the bullpen. A.J. Ramos, 2 nights in a row, gets him 1-2-3. Mike Dunn picks up a win with a 1-2-3 ninth. Nick Whitgren gave up a single with 2 outs in the 8th inning, but he got Cody Ashe to end that 8th. David Phelps was in all kinds of hot water in the 7th inning, but he struck out Peter Borges with the bases loaded, stranding 3 Phillies. A lot of key innings for the bullpen, and they came through again. And we haven't even mentioned a very good start by Jose Urrea, who went 5 2/3 and was really good through 94 pitches. And save for the home run by Joseph, that's all he gave up to the Phillies, 1 run. Bullpen did the rest and waited for the offense to produce, and they did.
The Marlins try and win the series against Philly tonight. A win would put Miami 10 games over 500. It would also be the 8th win the last 9 ballgames for the team. Wei-Yin Chin takes the mound against Jeremy Hellickson. The right-hander Hellickson will deliver the first pitch at 7:05. Our broadcast starts at 6:35 with Kyle Seeloff's Marlins on deck. Then Dave and Glenn join you from Citizens Bank Ballpark. Listen on MLB.com, use the MLB at Bat app, tune in on 940 Wins and the Marlins Radio Network.